Okay, hello. So, I had the honor of writing a song with Philip Joel Thomas's daughter. And unfortunately, he passed away in 2022, but he had a very interesting life, a very tragic life, but he also was an extremely magnetic person, great personality. Everybody loved him. He was a very giving person. He had worked as a teacher, and he was a principal of a high school and a middle school, and also he had earned his master's degree. But then he did end up homeless for a time after that. And ultimately passed away in 2022 of pulmonary embolism. Was that it? Tragically. But his daughter spoke very highly of him, and he had a very tragic life because of his time in Vietnam, had PTSD, and so it was undiagnosed for much of his life, but he later in life was diagnosed and then was treated for that. But what I noticed was that when his daughter was speaking to me for 2 hours yesterday, that he was the kind of person who would like have brought a gift with him to the to the workshop, and like would have given you his shirt off his back, and probably didn't want that much for himself. He wanted a lot for those around him. So, and I believe that as a songwriter, we are just a vessel that takes it from somewhere else, and then we use our musicianship to make the song. So I just kind of dug deep and thought, well, what would Phil want? And I don't know if I'm right, but I already gave her the lyrics. And what Phil wanted was he wanted his daughter to have the song. He wanted it to be about her and honoring her and not talk about his hard life at all. And so that's what came out. It's called The Greatest Daughter. And Mikey just learned it 5 minutes ago, so we're going to do it together. I learned it 5 minutes ago, too, so...